sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem is Allah's messenger. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بُعِثْتُ بِجَوَامِعِ الْكَلِمِ I have been sent with comprehensive words. Small words, big meaning. بُعِثْتُ I have been sent with comprehensive words. Today, alone, in this masjid, in Pakistan, I want to leave with you the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَا يَنْدُرُ إِلَىٰ أَسْمَائِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْدُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ Jeremy? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look to your bodies nor your forms, but Allah will look at your heart. Ya ayyuhal ikhwa, O brothers and sisters, take a look at your heart. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن في الجسد مضغة فإذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا فهي كم Verily within the body is a piece of flesh and if this flesh is good, then the entire body is good. And if this flesh is corrupt, then the entire body is corrupt. The flesh is the heart. Take a look at the condition of your heart, dear brothers and sisters. How is it? Because this flesh is the base, the home. Say to Iman, the home of Iman, faith, was based on Kuf, and the home of disbelief, was based on Munafiq, the home of the hypocrite. Take a look at your heart. Inna Allah Ta'ala, la yanduru ila samikum, al-samikum wa la ila suwarikum, wa lakin yanduru ila kulubikum. Allah not going to look at your flesh. Your body, nor your form, Allah is going to look at your heart. Inna Allah Ta'ala, inna Allah Sami'un Basir. Inna Allah Sami'un Basir. Allah is the hearer and the seer. Brothers and sisters, Allah can see. We are blind. We can't see. Even sometimes you do something appears to be good, but Allah knows how evil it is. And sometimes we do things that appear to be evil, but Allah knows how good it is. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ Verily, it's not their eyes that are blind, but their hearts that are within their souls. Take a look at the condition of your heart, brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah, I have learned from my wife. She usually goes shopping in the supermarket and she buys the food. And when I go with her, she takes me to the no frills section. No frills is cheaper. You don't have to pay the same amount of money for no frills. Why? Because the package is clean. The content is the same. The package on the outside is the same, but the content is the same. The package is different on the outside. The package is different, but the content is the same.
You don't worry about the outside, worry about the inside. So if you take me to the no frills section, you don't have to pay money because they don't advertise. You don't have to pay money for the package, you pay money for the content. Only go to the no frills section.
Brothers and sisters, I think that you as I sit down. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى لا ينظر إلى سمكم ولا إلى صوركم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم. Verily Allah won't look to your body nor your form, but Allah will look to your heart. You know why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not concerned with non-essential things. He's only concerned with the essential thing, the real thing. What's the real thing? Your heart, the condition of your heart. And my dear brothers and sisters, many of us, we have the body, we have the outside, we have the form, we have the package, we have the label, but we don't have the content. Some of us have the name, Muslim. I'm Muslim. Someone tell you, yes, I'm Muslim. Do you pray? No, I don't pray, but I'm Muslim. Do you give zakat? No, I don't give zakat, but I'm Muslim. Do you fast on the month of Ramadan? Kutiba alaykum musliyam? Kana kutiba alaykum mitawalikum? La'alikum pastakum? Fasting is prescribed for you, as it was prescribed for those who came before you. Are you Muslim? Do you pray? I don't pray, but I'm Muslim. I don't fast, but I'm Muslim. I don't give zakat, but I'm Muslim. I don't make hajj, but I'm Muslim. I don't do jihad, fi sabilillah, but I'm Muslim. You Muslim by label. You Muslim by pocket. But you're not a real Muslim. Muslim are not just form, not just body. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَلَى لَا يَنْظُرُوا إِلَىٰ أَكْرَمِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. What's the condition of your heart? I'm Muslim. Give me a ruler. And I will measure the size of my beard. I'm Muslim. Don't you see my kufi? Don't you see my turban? Don't you see my khalif? Don't you see my imam? Don't you see my jilbab? I'm Muslim. Muslim is more than a bear, Muslim is more than a khamis, more than khimah, more than jilbab, more than khamis. Islam is more than clothing. Yes, obey Allah, obey the messenger, but it's more than that. More than on the outside, Allah's concern, what's on the inside? What's on the inside of your heart? What's on the inside? Because that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do, the judge on the last day. Therefore, the Imam, I make salat. But why do you make salat? Who do you make salat for? Do you make salat because the Imam is there? Your mother's there, your father's there. Why do you make salat? Why do you get up in the morning to pray if you do pray? Who are you praying for? قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات. These are my intentions. If you don't intend to worship for Allah, you didn't worship. في قلوبهم مرض فزاد الله هم المرضى. في قلوبهم مرض فزاد الله مرضى. In their heart is a disease. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has increased their disease. Brothers and sisters, take a look at the condition of your heart. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله ويوم الآخر فهم ما يؤمنون ما مؤمنين. Among the people are those who say, we believe in Allah and the last day, but they don't really believe. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَى إِلَى شَيَّاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
And when they meet those who believe, they say, "We believe." But when they are alone with the evil ones, they say, "We are really with you. We were only mocking. Monastic. I believe. I'm with you. No. I'm with you. No. I'm with you. No. Who are you with?" Take a look at your heart. إن الله تعالى لا ينظر إلى أجسامكم ولا إلى صوركم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم. Allah will not look at your form, not look at your body. He's more concerned with something more than that. These bodies in a few days will die. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul shall die. And these bones in a few days will go on the earth. And the worms will eat them up. We will die. But in Yom Kippur, Allah will raise us up again. Not that body. This body dies. It's rotten up. Allah will give us a new body. He's not concerned with the body. We are concerned with bodies. So people, women and men buy gold. They buy jewelry. They buy fine clothing. Take care of the outside, nothing on the inside. Women fix their hair, spend billions of dollars a year to fix up their hair. They spend money on their body, nothing on the soul. And Allah not concerned with the body. Allah concerned with down the inside, the heart. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَلَىٰ لَا يَنْدُرُوا إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ صُوَارِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْدُرُوا إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah will not look at your body. Don't get hung up on the body. But Allah will look at your heart. Take a look at your heart. And the condition of your heart. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Inna wa sahbihi ajma'in. And the God. يا أيها الذين آمنوا يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب ولكن ينظروا ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين. It is not righteousness that you turn your face to the east or the west. They said there are two other who have been seated at Mashiach with Rabbah. But I can feel them in Amina, beloved, you will have here one Malaysia, one Tikar, one Nabi'in, one Tanmal, one Hufi, one Korah, one Tana, one Tana, one Sakina, one the Sabil. It is not righteousness that you turn your face to the east or west. Allah needs that. Real righteousness is to believe in Allah in the last day and the angels and the book and the prophets. That you spend your money out of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spend your money, man. Spend your money for the love of Allah. For the orphans, for the wayfarers. Spending your money in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Sa'ilin or Sirikab, those who beg, and for to set the slave free. Your leaders now are begging money. Not for somebody who's poor, not begging for, not getting it before they're but getting money because we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to spend our money to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want righteousness, man? Righteousness is not poor. Righteousness is the heart and the works and the deeds. Form, that's not righteousness. Turn his face to east and west, that's not righteousness.
Muhammad Salaam alayhi wa sallam. Establishing of Salah, pain of the zakat. But Muslims be asking him either ahadu. Those who make the pledge and they keep the pledge. That's righteousness. And you're going to have trials and tests, yes.
A lot will bring bad economy. Still spinning the way of a lot of kind of work. What's probably in the sin to Bastati? What's the Rai? What's in the Zest? No matter what comes, you still gonna worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't care if I'm the only Muslim on this earth. I'm still gonna worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah. If you're the only Muslim in your block, on your street, in your country, wherever you are, you still get up and make salat. You still pay for tax. You still fast on the month of Ramadan. You don't need nobody to breathe down your neck and make you do it. That ikhra has to be. There's no compulsion in this ground. You do it for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
These are the true, truthful, these are the righteous. Brothers and sisters, I conclude with this.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ صُوَارِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ
قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah, the Almighty, will not look at your bodies nor your forms, but he will look at your heart. I say this to you. Take a look all around the world. Look at the globe. You see what's happening. When the Soviet Union died, six new Muslim republics emerged. Six new Muslim countries. When Yugoslavia died, Bosnia came into existence in another Muslim country. All over the Muslim world, we see Muslims growing and developing. In Algeria, in Kashmir, in Afghanistan, in Palestine. Wherever you look, Muslims are on the growth and development in India. I say to you, brothers and sisters, I was happy when the Soviet Union was destroyed, six new Muslim countries came into existence. But I would have been happier if those six Muslim countries had been one. Why? In a real sense, all of these Muslim countries around the world miss a very basic principle. What basic principle?
إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتَكُمْ أُمَّةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونِ.
This ummah of yours is one ummah, and I am your Lord, so worship me. You know, brothers and sisters, look at me. I am a black man. My skin is black. From Africa. Live in America. But that doesn't mean anything to me. That's incidental. Allah made it that way. I love it because Allah made it that way. Who are not being probably the prophet of Ahmed K. Friday Shah? It is He who created you in the wombs of your mother as He pleased. Allah made me black. I love to be black. Whatever Allah made you, love it because Allah made you that. I'm born in America, but that don't make me proud. But what makes me proud? That I'm a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That makes me proud. I'm not proud to be American, I'm proud to be Muslim. I'm not proud to be black, I'm proud to be Muslim. I'm not proud of my ethnic background, my color, my skin color, my language. I'm not proud of that, I'm proud of being Muslim. Why? إِنَّا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْإِخْوَةِ The believers of brothers. Yeah, you had nah. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Oh mankind, He created you from male and female, made you into nations and tribes, that you may know one another. Verily the most honored of you in the sight of Allah is He or she who have most taqwa. That righteousness, the fear of Allah, righteousness, is what Allah wants. He's not going to say, Faraj on Yom Kiyama, come to my Jannah because your skin is black. Come to my Jannah because you're an Arab. Come to my Jannah because your skin is white. Come to my Jannah because you have money. Come to my Jannah because you're born in America, born in Pakistan, Bangladesh, Europe. It doesn't matter.
إيماني تقوى إن الله تعالى لا ينظر إلى أجسامكم ولا إلى صوركم ولكن ينظر قلوبكم.
Allah is not going to look at your body or your form. Allah is going to look at your heart. All of us together, brothers.
Let's be brothers. وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا.
Remember Allah's blessing on you. You were enemies. And He joined your hearts together. With His permission. And you became brothers.
I close, brothers and sisters, because you have to go back to work. I love to talk to you more. And I love to hear you all, but you gotta go back to work. So we gotta close up now. And we have to go. But I say before you go, check your heart today. It's a thing that Allah's gonna look at. Don't worry about the outside today. Worry about the inside. Look in. Protect within. So on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, enter us in Jannah because of this qalb, this heart, Sahih. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless it and bless every one of you with good niyyah, good intention for Allah. 46 more people today. One person takes 10 pledges or 10 shares. Do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah sees you. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى لا ينظر إلى أحسنكم ولا إلى صوركم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم. Allah will not look at your knees or your body or your form. Allah will look at your heart. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواج محمد وعلى ذريات محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. أقم الصلاة.
اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. اللهم يسر علينا امورنا وامور دينا ودنيانا يا كريم. اللهم يا علاج المشكلات حل مشكلاتنا مشكلات الدنيا والاخره. يا قاضي الحاجات يقضي لنا حاجاتنا حاجات الدنيا والاخره. اللهم ربنا عليك توكلنا واليك نبنا واليك المسير. هيا الله يفكر بالدجال على ويجبون البناء المعصمة. هيا الله مجلس سبيلا زهيرا باتنا يشهد بناء المعصمة. هيا الله الرحمن الرحيم مجلس دولي الاسلام في مسنا المدينة رسول الكريم جلا مشهد مسجد سيدا. هيا الله الرحمن الرحيم سعيد من الله الجائد مقاصد بكواسي دو. هيا الله الرحمن الرحيم سعيد من الله المعصمة. هيا الله